Boom.
That's it?
Yep. Boom.
Welcome to Misinformation 28. I'm Zach.
Eric.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Where you been?
I have been relocating. I'm out of mom's house.
Oh, I thought you meant you're hiding from the government.
No, that too, you know, you claim one FEMA check and then you try to write off for another one and
Did you get FEMA?
I did get FEMA.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because FEMA's for people who don't have insurance.
Yeah, they were paying for my temporary rental assistance because I was paying rent at my mom's house.
You totally defrauded the federal government.
Yeah, it was only $1,200.
Only?
Yeah.
You know what I could do with $1,200?
Yes.
Five? No. 600 titties.
You have done the math.
Yeah, just right there. Notice how I fucked it up first?
I did.
I'm not good with the math.
You're like, oh, nipple. Yep, 600.
Carry the nipple.
Yeah.
It's true. So is it hard to make the adjustment, living like on your own again?
You know, everybody told me about this whole alleged buyer's remorse. No.
No?
No, it's great. And I got out of mom's house none too soon because pretty sure my brother was molesting my cats.
Like fucking them?
Like something. There was what I will affectionately refer to as the bath incident.
Like he took them in there with him?
Like he gave one of my cats a bath and he wouldn't tell anybody why, other than that the cat, quote, got some nasty stuff on him.
So he was jerking off, and
I think the cat caught some of the overflow.
He Spider-Man'd your cat.
He totally Spider-Man'd my cat. You know, just because my cat's fur is off-white in some places doesn't mean it needs to be all over.
Wow.
Okay.
So, and he totally wouldn't cop to, like, what it was.
He would not tell anybody what was on him and just said, I had to give him a bath. It was nasty. Didn't want to, but I couldn't leave that on him. What is that?
So, and if it was something like legit, he could have just told him.
He could have been like, dude, you know? I left some spaghetti out and the cat rolled around in it and it looked
right.
Like I had. Yeah, no, he wouldn't tell anybody what it was.
Oh, it was obvious. He obviously came on your cat, dude.
I'm
not trying to make things weird for you, but I can almost guarantee there was your brother's jism on your cat's
face. Yeah, see, it's weird that the only times I ever have anything to say about that particular brother, icky bodily fluids are involved.
He's an odd dude.
Oh my God.
Now think of that. Next time you got your cat on your lap, and you're like, ooh, boogie, 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 ooh, boogie, boogie. And then you're like, oh, I just rubbed my face all over where my brother's cum used to be.
Oh.
But in your defense, or in his defense, I don't know. No one's real
no
defense.
Defending. What?
But you used to share towels, so it had been there already anyway.
Mm-mm.
Ever share socks at the house?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not. No,
good.
No.
It'd be terrible if you did.
Yeah, the next time Laura's trying to comb out a big mat on the fur ball. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't come to your house, though, does he? Yeah, okay. After I said that, I realized there's a little bit of a double entendre there.
No, he helped us move, but in true Adam form, he showed up like 3/4 of the way through when there was like 2 things left to move in, so...
And this is Adam, your brother, not Adam, our other co-host, who's not with us this evening.
Correct.
Right, he's not with us this evening because he had real work to do. Yeah, that's what I say. Ooh, your job that pays you money as opposed to this show who doesn't pay you jack but occasionally gives you beer or a potato chip or a Funyun. Yeah, and that's pretty much all we got.
I guess he heard you had no snacks tonight.
I've got a shitload of snacks upstairs. It's all I can do to keep myself from going up and getting those Cheetos that are sitting in that basket by the sink.
Angry eating.
Oh, man. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry.
I was eating angry when Eric got here. I had a bag of Sun Chips in my hand, and I was just...
And why were you angry eating?
DirecTV, again.
And what did they do?
Fuck me in the butthole.
And how is that different than the last time?
Because it's a completely different situation. You know, their guy came and hooked up my HD, which is fucking beautiful.
Right.
On one TV in the house.
Yeah.
And Jenny and I were having this discussion last night, whether it's whilst or whilst.
Yes.
Is it whilst?
I believe.
Or whilst?
It's either or.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool
whip.
Whip.
What?
Cool whip. whilst. whilst he was fucking hooking up our business, he had to take the old dish off that was just standard cable. Took that off, and it was mounted directly next to the local dish. Somehow he bumped the local dish and set it out of alignment. The new HD dish brings in everything, but the only television that's hooked up to is the one in the basement. And we've been watching the shit out of the TV in the basement because we're all excited like kids on Christmas because we have HD. So for the last fucking week, little did we know, we weren't getting any local channels upstairs. That's where the boys record their, you know, Malcolm in the Middle and Simpsons and all the shit that they watch, sure. Right? So I try to check Sunday morning to see what time the Bears play on the TV in the bedroom.
And you got nothing.
Nothing. Searching for satellite. So Jenny calls, and she's like, hey, this is our problem. She goes, oh, well, obviously the satellite got bumped. Originally, we thought, hey, maybe the boys hit it with a basketball.
Sure.
Doing a little research, coincidentally, the last time we got a local channel was the night before that fucking doodah came to hook up my HD.
They totally bumped your dish.
So Jenny finally calls them today and says, look, we've had too many problems with you. We just signed a new contract last week. We want out.
And?
Oh, well, if you give us our credit card, we can charge you. If you give us a credit card, we can charge it for $485, which is your cancellation fee. Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I was like, what?
Jesus Christ.
Like, well, you're voiding your contract. Well, didn't you already do that by giving us shitty service?
Oh, shit.
And so they say it'll cost $20 to have a guy come out and reset the dish. And we're like,
how is that your problem?
Well, at first we were like, you know, okay, we'll pay that because, you know, again, one of the boys might have hit it with a basketball. Sure. So we're like, we can suck up to $20. When can you have that done? Oh, we don't have any appointments available at this time.
What, like Thanksgiving?
No, worse.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like she said, 2 to 3 months. That puts us after the first of the year.
Christ.
Yeah. And so Jenny's like, I'm not going to make an appointment with you people because we already tried this bullshit, right?
Right.
So the lady's like, well, that's the soonest we can get there. And Jenny's like, you going to give us any break on our bill? No.
Oh,
no,
that.
Because your new contract is for that HD DVR in the basement, so we're it's not really...
It is, but it's also not for you fucking up my original service, right. Which I am keeping in addition to...
Exactly. Off. We had to pay $120 for this new receiver.
Right.
And so when I call them tomorrow, see, now they get me tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be bad
for... Their asshole is going to be as raw as yours is.
Well, it's just going to be bad for everybody involved, because the deal is, like, you know, we pay for a service... through this fucking shithole company.
Yeah.
DirecTV. Don't fucking mess with them. Don't pay them your money. No. Because they won't fucking work with you at all. And I'm like, okay, look, I have 3 TVs hooked up to your fucking service, right?
Yeah.
So how about until this gets fucking ratified and fixed and shit, I pay you 1/3 your bill.
No,
what do you think about
shit,
that?
Dude.
And Jenny's like, I said, let's just not fucking pay him. And Jenny's like, that's going to fuck up my credit. I said, okay, then here's what you do. Transfer the whole fucking thing into my name.
And then just...
Yeah, my credit's shit anyway.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to report me to a credit bureau? Oh.
Big deal.
Oh.
You know, it sucks that you're having such a raw deal because I signed up for them roughly probably the same time you did and flawless.
That's bullshit.
Sorry.
How long do you have to wait for them to come hook it up?
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
it wasn't like no time.
And if they would have said to me, look, it's going to be about a week until we can get somebody out there to fix it, I probably would have – I wouldn't have done any more research at that point. I would have been like, okay, it was our fault. A week, that's fair.
Sure.
But them being fuckwads –
just the way they've handled
it. Yeah, so I decided I'm going to do a little more research. And I had Jenny fucking get onto the DVR to see when the last time it recorded, the night before. That fuckwad – and he was here the whole time, and he kept having trouble hooking the new DVR up to the local channels.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
Gee, yeah.
Couldn't figure that shit out. Before he left.
Right. Well, he probably had it hooked to the wrong fucking dish. I mean, the fucking doorknob, it doesn't take any kind of, like, you don't have to have a GED to get their fucking job. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, the kid was maybe 15 years old. I don't even know how he fucking drove here.
What?
Yeah, he was probably 19
or
20.
Well, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Christ.
And then the motherfucker puts it on my roof.
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting a new roof in like a month.
So let me guess, that's going to cause a problem, too. You can't just take it down and then put it back up.
Well, right, exactly. And so I called them, and I said, hey, here's the deal with that. He never asked if you could put it on the roof. They said, well, we'll have them reset it for you, and we'll charge you $49.95 to have it reset. But then we'll give you an additional 6 months of your HD service for free.
Well, that's all right.
Right. Except,
yeah.
When's their fucking next appointment to reset my dish? Fucking Guatemala Day 2015.
Oh, I feel so bad for you. Yeah, I am at home enjoying my service thoroughly.
You're an asshole.
I am.
Well, you know what's going to happen is they're going to be like, well, the part of the reason we have to charge you that is because we're going to have to pay somebody to come collect your shit, you know, and unhook it. Like, fuck that. It'll be in the front yard. Come pick it up.
That's awesome.
I'll be like, I'll be nice enough to keep the receivers inside so they don't get wet, but the rest of that shit's built to be outside, and so it's going to be in a pile, you pile.
I'm really amazed that we decided to go with them anyway, because before, we had heard so many horror stories anyway.
Right.
And then the last place we were renting, we called and tried to get them to hook us up, and they came out, and we had too many trees, so the only way
they couldn't get a south-facing
They could mount it in the yard, and they'd have to dig up the whole yard. Well, I didn't own the place, so I couldn't authorize that. Plus, it was winter, so he's like, well, I could dig up your yard if the landlord approves it, but I couldn't do it for a couple more months anyway. The ground's frozen.
Yeah, they don't want to fucking do anything for
you. No, they don't. No.
It's, you know, and fuck them. You know, it's just, and like I told everybody, I was talking to people at work and shit tonight, you know, yeah. And I said, it'd be one thing if I was like, hey, Mediacom's offering a sweet deal 3 months free if I sign up with them, so I want out of my contract. No, that's not the issue at all. The issue is that I cannot get the service that I signed up for through your fucking company. So here is my left ball presented for your sucking.
Right one coming shortly after.
Yes.
They're dragging you over the coals.
Oh, it's going to be bad tomorrow. Yeah. There's going to be – and see, the thing is – and I learned this from one of the guys on the Quick Stop boards. He's like, you know, you got to fucking handle this right. He said, so the way that I talked to him was, I'm like, look, dude, I understand you're not getting paid very much, mm-hmm. you know, and that you're the middleman. And I used that, and it worked pretty well the last time.
Yeah.
So I think that's the approach I'm going to take. But listen to me, people. All fucking seven of our listeners, listen very closely. Do not – under any circumstances, sign a contract with DirecTV Satellite Company. They will fuck you in the butt until you bleed. Mm. The end. I'm pretty sure people are fucking sick and tired of hearing about
this. I was just going to say, this has been awfully chipper starting off.
This is a fucking saga. This is an epic.
This is, dude.
This is like the Lord of the Rings of cable television.
Oh, man.
Just fucking my precious. My precious.
Not so precious. Though,
not so
it?
Precious at all. The only thing that is ring-shaped right now is my fucking bunghole. It's about the size of a fucking hula hoop ring.
Oh.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So, Iron Man came out on Blu-ray.
It did.
Happier news.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Spectacular fucking film. If you haven't seen it yet, we're going to talk about it a little bit. So, earmuffs, yes. I guess. Spoiler warnings, I suppose. I don't know who hasn't seen it yet.
At this point, but, I mean, there's always one schlub who hasn't, you know, gone, got it, or watched it. But you know what? Not my problem, because I've waited long enough. This movie fucking rocks.
Yeah, the movie was awesome. And, you know,
it kind of gave me a man crush on Robert Downey Jr.
Fuck him silly.
Oh, yeah.
I'd let him fuck me silly. Fucking.
He'd slide right in after everything you've been through.
No shit.
Lately.
He'd get in there fucking hip deep. Well, you know,
he could thrust right into you.
He could Iron Man.
That's what I'm saying. Iron Man thrust right into
you. Well, you know, when I have you been on the boards lately? Have you been on the Quick Stop boards?
Not much.
I jumped a kid's shit the other day for posting a spoiler in the Heroes thread and caught all kinds of flack about it.
Right.
So that's why I need to say spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. We're going to fucking talk about the movie. So if you haven't seen it yet, first of all, you're a communist, and second of all. Just we're at like, I don't even know where the fuck we're at. Maybe 13 minutes right now. So I don't know where this is going to end. But there. Fair warning.
Yeah.
Okay?
Definitely.
All right. You should have fucking seen it by now. Seriously. What's wrong with you?
And if you haven't seen it, go ahead and just skip right to the Blu-ray because it looks fucking spectacular.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking beautiful, beautiful film. So I say neck and neck with Batman.
Oh, yeah.
With The Dark Knight for best superhero movie of the year.
I agree.
Completely different types of movie, though.
Yeah, so they would be both exceptional for different reasons.
Right. So they could easily be the best movie in their particular subsect of their genre.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody we're going to fucking nerd out this week, so hopefully everybody's ready for it. I warned, I was like, I told Weller and Adam last week.
That's why,
like,
they're not here.
Well, Adam would have something to add. Weller doesn't even fucking know that television exists.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that he is all that is wrong in the world.
He has a different point of view. He does.
No cable. Penis monsters.
But I tell you, is the guy having a problem with his fucking cable service provider right now? No, he's not.
That's true.
He's not. So I don't even know where to start. I mean, the fucking everything about the movie is perfect.
It's true.
I don't have a single complaint about the movie. Other than the fact that, no, I don't. I got nothing. So, I mean, the soundtrack is brilliant.
Yeah.
Simple, yet very, very effective. And you know what? I do have one complaint. Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Like him. Not a fan of Terrence Howard. Not real familiar with his character.
Yeah.
At all. I know that eventually he becomes War Machine.
Yes.
And there's a big nod to that, and they pretty much slap you in the face with it.
Next time, baby.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. And nobody else sitting around me had any idea what they were talking about.
I'm often in that position as well.
But Terrence Howard, he's one of those guys that in almost everything he's in, he tries to play a badass role and just comes out extremely effeminate.
Yeah.
Like, he might be best served playing Prince in a biopic.
He could pull that off.
An extremely masculine man who is extremely effeminate. And I don't know if it's because he kind of has a half a lisp.
Yeah.
Or what the deal is, but I cannot get behind. I cannot back Terrence Howard's pony.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because of Hustle and Flow. I haven't seen that,
so I haven't really seen too many things he's in, but whatever.
It's hard out here for a pimp, is the song.
Right? Oh, okay.
So, come on.
Right on.
Come on.
But there's so many lines in that movie that I love, or just so many moments even.
Like, oh yeah, I would agree.
I know you're a particular fan of the, you know, give me a scotch. I'm starving.
Yes.
I also just love him pulling the cheeseburger out of his pocket.
Yes,
and getting the whole crowd just sit down. Let's keep it casual.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Yeah,
and I think the best part of his character is he's a billionaire, but at heart he's just a regular confused little kid.
Yeah,
like he's very, very, very what's the word I'm fucking looking for? Almost fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't understand. He's very naive. He doesn't really understand the world. As,
right,
big spoiler, at the end of the movie, his final line, it's true.
I'm Iron Man.
He doesn't understand the fucking repercussions of that line.
No.
It's very, very important.
SHIELD gives him a script to stick to because it's that important,
right,
not to blow cover.
Right.
They ask him one question. He doesn't like the way it's going, so he's like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm Iron Man.
Exactly. And it's twofold. One, because he's naive and doesn't understand what's going to happen as a result of this. And two, he's so fucking cocky.
He doesn't give a fuck.
And he can't stand the fact that someone else is getting credit for the cool shit he did.
Exactly.
Which I'm okay with.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I love him as a character.
Yeah.
But the fucking comic books went fucking 40 years.
Without anyone ever knowing who Tony Stark was. And this one went, you know, an hour and 40 minutes. And it's like, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah, bring on the sequel, bitches.
See you next time.
Bring on the sequel. Because what I halfway expected to happen was I expected Terrence Howard to show up in the suit.
Yeah.
So that they could kind of diffuse the situation and say, oh, here's Iron Man now.
Yeah.
You know? But no.
No.
No, not at all.
This was much cooler. That was much cooler.
The chick who plays the reporter, the blonde reporter.
Yeah.
Did it strike you like maybe her teeth weren't real?
I guess I didn't pay enough attention to that.
They were very large.
Chiclets.
Very white, mm-hmm, and very, very straight.
Uh-oh.
Like, it almost looked like they were capped. Like, it was, I mean, they're all like, even their length was exact. I mean, maybe I'm nitpicking, but.
Maybe.
I'm looking at her thinking, man, I'd like
Terrence
to fuck
Howard
her, except
and
for her teeth.
Teeth of reporter. Those are your two gripes about Iron Man.
So far, yeah. Was it Jeff Daniels? Is that the guy? The dude? Jeff
Bridges, not Daniels.
See,
he freaked me out. I was like, what?
But I do that.
You confused me so much that I couldn't even come up with it. I'm like, what is he
Bill Paxton,
about?
Bill Pullman.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Daniels, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. We were watching Iron Man last night, and Laura's like, I feel like I should know him. And I'm just like, the dude.
Yeah, he's
just like, what? I'm like, Big Lebowski. Oh, yeah, the dude.
You should have thrown in Blown Away.
Yeah.
Because that's every time.
I talked about Blown Away one other time. Something about natural disasters and Blown Away.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
He has a very, like, you went to West Junior, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mr. DeLong?
Yeah.
Yeah. He reminds me of him. Like that real deep voice.
Either that or like even Mr. DeWalt
from West High.
Yeah.
He was a fucking weird, he was a biology teacher. He was a weird duck.
Yeah.
He used to go, okay, check this out. Our high school biology teacher in the summer would go into the fucking wilderness and call wolves.
Yeah.
And not like, hey, wolf, what's up? It was all,
Dude, it would have been a lot crazier and funny if he was like, yo, what up, wolf?
Well, we know what happened to the last guy who talked to animals. He got eaten by a fucking grizzly bear.
Yes.
Yeah, so, wow, we totally fucking spur yeah, right
Iron
off
Man
the...
Iron Man, then wolves.
Iron Man to the guy who talks to wolves. Yeah. Yeah. But we had to kind of give people a perspective because they all didn't go to West. I actually don't know how many... See... And this is why I have to beg for emails, because I want to know who's listening. I want to know how many people, like, locally are listening. And I know we have listeners in other countries, because I can track that. But all the United States listeners, no idea where they listen from. Email us, misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. It's that simple. Easy. Just who you are and where you're listening from. That's all I need from you. I don't need an address. Don't need a phone number. Just email us and tell us where you're listening from. Because I'd kind of like to know. I'd like to know who we have listening and what our demographic is, besides internet nerds like ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much all that's listening, I think.
Especially right now.
Oh, yeah, right now.
We just killed it.
Yeah, it's true. Anything else major that we want to talk about for Iron Man? It's a beautiful, like, visually, it's a beautiful fucking movie.
It's
well written.
Spectacular.
Yeah. It has everything, and even Jenny really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And she hates comic book stuff.
I know. So that's always my mark of how good it was. Like, we go to these movies that Laura would have no interest in either, and she walks out, and she always says the same comment. That was better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, that's
And I'm like, what good. The fuck did you expect it to be?
Oh, I expected someone to take a shit in my hand when I walked in there.
Like, that was me. Because it excited me so much.
That you pooped?
I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's my I like it reaction.
I just a poop on command.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. A guy at work was telling me a story today that last week he shit his pants at work.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he said he thought he just had a fart. Mm-hmm. And so he tried to push it out, and he's like, "Oh man, that's a big bubble. I'm going to have to try to push it." And he's like,
Is he like someone who is to the age where they should never trust a fart, or was he just
No, he's younger than me. He's probably your age.
Oh, okay.
Well, how old are you now?
I'll be 28 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's probably your age, maybe a year younger.
All right.
Yeah. So he
And he pooped himself.
Yeah, shit his pants.
Yeah, and at
he,
work?
And he, and, well, and he's standing there, he goes, "I'll be right back." So he goes to the can, and he's kind of walking like saddle
duck
sore.
Walk. Yeah.
And so he gets in there. He's like, "Please don't let us have soaked through the fucking underwear. Please don't let it have soaked through the underwear." So he gets in there. He gets his pants down, and he looks, and there's poop in his underwear. And he's like, "Oh shit! Wait, it didn't soak through the underwear. Sweet." So he fucking takes the underwear out and throws them away. And he's back to business, baby.
That is.
I want to get him on the show. He's fucking. He's classic shit. He's funny.
Yes,
guy.
I would say.
But yeah, yeah.
Pardon. Oopsie poopsie. Wow. That's his name right there.
Well, because I asked him, I was like, "Didn't you?" I mean, I've turtle headed a little bit before, but the last time I shit my pants when I thought I was farting,
was
like 11 years old.
Yeah,
yeah. I still remember exactly to this day. I was at my. We lived on Wellington Street. One of our three houses that we lived in on Wellington Street. We rented. We moved around a lot.
Okay. You know, apparently just down the street.
You know, one step ahead of the government. This was actually the second house we lived in on Wellington. And I was standing in like the entryway by where the door was, getting ready to go upstairs. And Matt Armstrong was over at my house. I don't think you knew him, but he's turned into a fucking toad. But like he was goth before there was goth, kind of a deal. But he was standing there, and he was burping on command. I'm like, "Well, I can fart on command." The first two were safe. The third one, I totally shit my britches. Like, awesome. Corn in it and everything, man. Oh. It was terrible. I was like, "Oh, something doesn't feel right." So I go walking upstairs to check it out, and I'm like, "Oh," and I immediately jumped in the shower.
Like a little chili pie.
Oh, it was bad. It was like vegetable pudding. But that was the last time I shit my pants. I have not shit my pants since.
Wow. I don't know when was the last time I shit my pants. It smells like I have frequently. But
it smells
I
crapped a corpse a lot of times. But you know.
I did lock my brother outside of the house once when we were like 10, and he had to poop behind a tree.
Really?
and use a pine cone.
Oh, a pine cone?
I wouldn't let him in the house.
Ow.
Yeah, that's brutal right there.
Ow.
Woo.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe my torment of him is partially to blame for the way he's ended up.
And this was Adam again?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
see, again. Because you guys are close in age, but all the rest of your siblings are much, much older.
It's true.
Yeah. So, So they didn't... They didn't get to torment. And he's older than you are.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Because
he should have been the one fucking tormenting you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have the sack for it,
though.
No. He was in my grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and he got tormented plenty.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't need
I don't
that.
Get to hear these stories.
He didn't need that shit at home, man.
Yeah.
Actually, you're doing him a tremendous disservice.
Fuck.
Because things were rough enough for him at school, all right?
Well, he just, you know, you met him. He kind of just pulls that out of people.
Yeah, but you know what kind of circle he ran in high school.
It's like the guys he met at one party. They all disliked him so badly that they took the opportunity while he was distracted to go outside, and all of them pissed on his car, and he complained the next day to one of his buddies that he had a really musty smell coming through the vents anytime he turned on the vents.
So how did you find out that they pissed on his car?
Because one of the guys involved I met at another social engagement after this happened.
And he's like, hey, he's your
like,
brother.
Oh. He was like, oh, you're Adam's brother? That sucks. They're like, yes. Yes, indeed.
Oh, we pissed on his car.
Yeah, they told. He's like, man, I kind of felt bad for him, and then he talked again.
That's fucking brutal.
It's true though.
But oh, Jesus,
he complains about wanting to move out, and I think me buying a house really kind of just pushed that to the forefront even more. And he always talks about how he can't afford it, right? Can't afford it. He just bought a 40-something-inch LCD and a PlayStation 3. Can't afford rent, huh?
Yeah, nice.
Talk to me.
Nice. Well, you know, if he wouldn't fucking waste half of his money on fucking midget pornography,
yeah.
You know, I bet that guy has a collection of pornography to be rivaled.
I don't know what kind of fetish stuff he's got, but I really don't.
I bet it is fucking ridiculous, the amount of pornography he has in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Concealed, too.
Really?
Yeah, you walk into his room and you're just like, okay, anime everywhere. Yeah, whatever.
Well,
I'm sure those covers are just exactly
have you,
that.
Have you watched an anime film ever?
Yeah, I have.
It and might as well be pornography.
I know.
Like, on RedTube, they've been having a lot of hentai, like, porno.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
I'm sure he's into that.
Like, it's weird. Like, plants fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Like a stem will go in her hooch.
Well, and the worst, this isn't going to become regular. I'm not going to talk about him every time I come on here because, you know, that's just lame.
Well, yeah, stop talking about what's entertaining.
Okay, sorry. I just didn't know if people wanted to hear about my brother every fucking time.
He's kind of a weird dude.
Well,
man.
Then here I go. Here it goes. Okay. In the brief period that I had to stay at my mom's house, I would just overhear. He just has no discretion at all. He leaves his door open in his computer room. Leave it cracked, and you know what kind of stuff he does in there.
Right.
To which then you should only hug him afterwards, if you remember.
I wouldn't even hug him.
No,
dude.
But anyway, it's better than the handshake. So he leaves the door open. You can only see flashes of whatever he's watching on the screen. Right. But the worst part is at like 3 in the morning when I would still be awake if I had to close or do whatever.
Right.
And my mom would be just asleep. Sometimes. She sleeps very light. On the couch. Definitely within earshot. And he's having these phone conversations, the most ridiculous phone conversations with God knows who. And I would overhear little snippets and I'd hear things like talking about how he would just continue to thrust as a reflex or asking. Like,
so he's having phone sex with bitches?
Yeah.
Like, where's he? How does he know girls that want to talk that way to him?
I don't know.
Internet, you think?
Yeah.
You think, like, chat room honeys and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
People still do that?
I think so.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, I pulled some ass via the internet when
really?
I was in college. Yeah. Yeah. I fucked this. Well, no, I didn't fuck her. Because I was like, it's kind of sketchy deal. This chick named, we won't say her last name, but her first name was Carrie.
Okay.
In college. And I was living in the dorms and was on, this was still AOL.
Oh, all right? Man.
Okay. America Go Online, which nobody fucking uses anymore, but they had all those fucking chat rooms. And you could search for people by their profile location. Mm-hmm. So I just pull it up and I start talking to her. And pretty soon she's like, you know, I really want you to come over so I can suck off your cock. And I'm like, I love you.
You're like, be right there.
Yeah. So I end up coming over, going over, and I'm not in her house 20 minutes before she's stripped down and sucking my cock.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck? The internet is wonderful. I love the internet and I love college.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I would say probably 6 or 7 chicks
really?
I met on the internet. And very few of them did I have actual intercourse with, but a lot of them
plenty
like to suck
of good
your cock
time
off.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, wow. Now, if I'm like a moderately attractive gentleman,
mm-hmm.
imagine how much puss I could pull if I was good looking.
Oh, man.
A gymnast once.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What was that? How's that?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
She was very tan.
Yeah.
Very limber. Her name was Angie, I believe.
She used you like a pommel horse?
You know, it was kind of a weird deal because it was one of those deals where...
Or were you
more
like the uneven bars?
I was more like the uneven bars. Because I think she had just come out of a relationship of some sort, if I'm remembering correctly. And yeah. She wasn't really quite as keen on everything as she thought she was. Mm-hmm. So we're making out and she has clothes off and it's very wooden. Like, she was flexible. Like, I could get a foot up to her ear and stuff, but like...
She's just not into it, not really receptive.
Yeah, it was like she was in a different world. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking boosting my self-esteem. I met you on the internet, and you're not really that into me.
Damn.
Spectacular, you know. But she lived like a dorm floor away. And so it was easy
convenient. Yeah.
She was like, hey, why don't you come down? We're having a party in my room. So her and a couple of her like floor sisters came down and all hung out. And then pretty soon I had her nipple in my mouth. Well, what are you going to do? What are you gonna do?
Mm,
you
know? Wooden nipple.
And she was a gymnast. I actually hooked up with two separate gymnasts. Both of them had broken backs at one point in their life. Not due to me, because
I
don't bring them up to the party.
I don't give you that much credit.
No. Unless I actually threw them out a window, there's no way that I could have fucking had anything to do with that.
Oh my god.
Mm. This evening's fine presentation is brought to you by the people at Shiner Bock and Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's what was left in the fridge. Yeah. I love this Shiner Bock shit, though. I could drink this all day long. I'm sure Blake Northern, Bytor, would probably mm-hmm. agree with me. He loves him some Shiner Bock as well. He's a Miller Lite guy, though, mostly.
Really?
Yeah. He's good shit. I think he listens. I hope he listens.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not. We might get 6, maybe 4 listeners today. I don't know.
That's including when I go home and listen to it. Maybe I won't even do that.
Yeah, why bother? No, you know, why try?
Laura just has to listen to it to make sure I stay in line.
Yeah, don't reveal any secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your brother has loud phone sex.
Well, and it's just ridiculous because, come on, dude, people can hear you. No one wants to hear
maybe
that
he
shit.
Maybe he wants you to know that there are women that are interested in him carnally.
Yeah, until it's just one of the dudes that he works with, and he's like, oh, wait, yeah, we're going to play Magic tomorrow, but hold on, my brother's in the hallway. Yeah, I'll just keep thrusting until you can't take it anymore. Okay, he's gone. Yeah, fucking, I'm Dungeon Master. So could be, who knows? I just can't believe, like, dude, you're in your mom's house, you got the door open, she doesn't want to hear that shit.
Wait, your brother's 30 years old,
right?
And he lives in his mother's house.
Yeah, he's
so
one of them.
So of course this is the type of fucking behavior he's gonna partake in.
I just can't believe it.
Gee, I can. He's fucking, all he is a stereotype now.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all he is.
It's true.
He is perpetuating the stereotype. He is a demographic.
He is a demographic.
How can you be surprised that this is the way he behaves?
I guess I was just...
Well, that's your fault.
I don't know.
That's your fault. I blame you.
All right.
You shouldn't... I expected more of him. Your entire life has been spent living with this man.
I guess that time I snuck up behind him in the basement and hit him over the head with that big Voltron toy was just one too many.
Like the original Voltron where you could get G.I. Joes in the legs and the chest but not in the arms?
It was one of the monsters, though.
Oh,
it
really?
Yeah, it was one of the...
Did you have the original Voltron?
Oh, yeah.
The one where, like, because you could put G.I. Joes in the legs and in the chest, but not in the arms. They wouldn't fit in the arms because they were too big.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I had some of those. Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't.
I had so many Star Wars toys, original.
Right.
It kills me that I have no idea where they
would fit, too. They would fit, but not in the arms. You had to buy the stupid ass actual Voltron figures to go in the arms.
Yeah. Dumb.
I'm not having it. It was the girl, wasn't she? Wasn't the girl in one of the arms?
I don't remember.
And then the little boy who had the really obnoxious voice and the glasses.
Yeah. Yep. Green helmet.
Fucking Pimple or whatever his name was.
I don't fucking remember. I just remember, smash, run upstairs.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So I would imagine it's pretty fucking nice to be able to throw the wood to the old lady and not have to worry about mom hearing you, though.
Yeah. That was a tense couple of months.
Just touch it. She won't hear you touch it.
Yeah. I can be quiet.
Just give it a kiss. She definitely won't hear you give it a kiss. I'll just tell her you just kissed me on the forehead.
Actually, the greater concern was Adam listening. What was that going to turn into for him?
A wonderful evening. I tell you what, it would have been a romantic evening for him, I'm sure.
God, vicarious living, I guess.
No, I know. It's not vicarious if he's jerking off.
Oh.
Then it's his own private romance.
He's got little
He's candles
got little,
burning.
He's got nails in the wall that he pulls out so he can see through into the next room. Tacks it back up, though, when someone's coming in.
Yeah, it's behind his fucking Bo Derek poster.
Awful.
Like Bo Derek now, not Bo Derek then. Yeah.
But no, very nice to be, you know, living alone.
Like a grown up.
Yeah, that was a rough couple months.
I can imagine.
I got a small snippet, 2 months of living the way he's been living forever, and it was enough to drive me nuts.
Apparently, he likes it.
Apparently. He protests and makes, like, hey, I sure am going to afford to move out one day unless I buy this TV. That's what's going to keep me here. I'm buying this TV.
Did he at least buy a good TV?
Yeah, he bought a Samsung.
Really?
Yeah.
Must be fucking rough.
Yeah. Well, when you don't pay rent.
Yeah, good point.
Fuck.
So what is your mom is the nicest lady in the world.
She's an
so
enabler.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's true. And yeah, whatever. I've spent enough time talking about how he treats her like the fucking guest. But
You'll have that, though. It's almost like he's the baby and you're not.
Right.
You know?
He is one wacky son of a bitch.
Yeah, check that out.
What the hell?
See that?
Yeah.
What does that look like to you?
I can't. It's dark down here.
But if you just had to glance at it, what would you say it is?
Moly.
It's not.
What is it?
It's a fucking blister.
What the hell, bro?
I was over at Adam's house this weekend, Saturday night. We took the boys over to play with his kids and stuff, and we had a fire in the backyard. We were just fucking chilling, sitting there, and the fire popped, and an ember shot out and landed on my fucking arm.
Awesome.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, oh, God, it's on my skin. Oh, God, it's on my skin. Ouch, it's on my skin. But then I'm like, well, how the fuck am I going to – if I grab it, it's going to just burn more places on my body. So what the fuck do I do? So I totally lock up.
Awesome.
And Jenny's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm dying. I'm dying by fire. Will you still love me if I look like Freddy Krueger? So I finally decide to flick it off like it's a fucking
– mosquito.
A Japanese beetle or something, you know. And so I flick it off, and the fucking thing lands on the ground. And so what do? I pick up the biggest rock I can find and fucking bash its little coal brains out. But I was like,
fire makes Zach angry.
I feel better now. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, hey, that's not so bad. But then today at work, I look down and I'm like, holy fucking shit, there's a big ass blister there.
Well, from here, it looks like a mole.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like a mole. It feels like a second degree burn.
Awesome.
Actually, that's probably third degree. That's going to scar.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if you had that all over your fucking arm?
No, I don't want to.
No. And what did I fucking do to that fire? Why did it have to shoot out and land on my arm? The worst part was I was wearing a fucking hoodie.
Dude,
right?
It thought you were a jungle animal and fire keeps them at bay.
Yeah, but fire doesn't care if it keeps them at bay.
Apparently this one did.
Well, I was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
And I had my sleeves rolled up.
Of course.
If I wouldn't have had my sleeves rolled up, I'd be fine right now.
Yeah. Well, really, you're fine right now.
No, but man, I think I'm going to have to fucking cut that. I'm going to have to amputate, man.
You're making mountains out of a molehill.
Well, luckily, it's below the elbow.
Yeah.
Jenny's oldest has a buddy that only has one arm.
Oh,
and
boy.
He can play Xbox.
How's that?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know, and nobody
else
knows.
Does he, like, use a foot?
Well, I asked him one day. I was like, hey, dude, how does your buddy play
Xbox?
Kind of
like,
he uses his stump.
What?
Yeah. One day we dropped him off over at his buddy's house, and his buddy was outside shooting basketball, and he had to run in the house for something. He opened the door. He didn't use his good hand. He used his stump to open the door.
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
That makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's really, really pretty wild. I almost want to invite the kid over just so I can watch him play Xbox.
Dude, can he play Guitar Hero? Because how do you...
He does.
He, like, hammers it with the fucking...
Yes. Yeah. I don't understand how he does it.
Dude.
Because he would almost have to use the stump to push the buttons. And not because you couldn't strum it with the stump, but I don't think he could reach around the guitar with the stump. Unless, you know what else he might do, though? He might lay it on his lap, because that's how the littlest plays.
He fucking angelized that bitch, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's how Jenny's littlest plays.
Really?
He puts it on his lap, and he plays it like that. And he's actually becoming not good, but proficient.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But that's the only thing I can think of with the little one-armed kid is that, you know, he... Nice kid.
Yeah.
I'm fucking blows my mind that he can play Xbox.
Dude, we need to find out how he manages this. We need to see it in action.
And just invite him over and be like,
YouTube that shit.
You will play Xbox.
You will fucking ham club that son of a bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, I really hope his parents aren't one of our six listeners.
Just went down to five.
Yeah, well.
Or... they make the same kind of jokes I do. Just
we're back to the if we go down any more listeners, we'll be back to the amount of listeners that were on when Corey co-hosted. I'm just saying. We spiked when Weller came on. I don't understand because Weller claims that none of his friends listen.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know how we got more listeners.
Other people are like, this Weller dude's crazy, listen.
Well, because Corey had that built-in listener base from working at the radio station and knowing a shit ton of people. And I wonder if the people that were listening when he co-hosted are still listening.
They could be, because
I don't know. Nobody will email us.
Very frustrating.
Misinformationpodcast@gmail.com.
Simple. Do it.
Yeah, it's simple. You would think. Fuck.
How's the listenership now? I remember it spiked. It was spiked right around the time that Weller had to go on vacation, and I was helping you out because I remember reviewing the numbers with you. But
yeah, it's good. We're good.
Still good?
Yeah,
still
I would like to see it a little higher. I would very much like every listener that listens to go out and find another listener for us.
Dude.
Because there's a number that I have in my head, but I'm not going to jinx it. But I would love to hit that number by the first of the year, which would be very, very, very possible if even 60% of the people
did that.
Yeah.
60% of the time, every time.
Yeah. Well, if 60% of the people found us one new listener each, then we would totally.
As long as you don't tell them that they have to bring on two people, and then those two people each have to bring on two people.
That is a pyramid scheme. Yeah.
Please don't.
And, oh, shit. JK, your box of glitter is not in the mail yet, by the way. Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's.
It's going to have my. Still. Brother provide the glue.
No glue. I ideally would like to send it tomorrow, but I don't think that's gonna be.
If you delay much longer, you're gonna owe him another prize in addition to.
It'll be Christmas glitter.
All right, perfect timing, whatever, I guess. Yeah, if you get it there on time.
I almost opened one of the glitter canisters and just dumped it in the box.
Oh,
and Jenny
asshole.
Was like, "Do you want to fucking live to see tomorrow? Yeah. He will hunt you down and kill you." From everything I know about JK, he will hunt you down and kill you. I did find out the other day Jenny has been fucking posting on the Quick Stop.
What?
I just found out she has two posts, and I had no idea it was her.
Really?
Yeah, basically calling me a fucking cock.
Awesome.
But, you know, that's awesome. Trying to keep me in check, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's her posting name?
I don't know if she wants people to know that it's her.
Shit.
I don't know.
Well, you can tell me later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because there's only been two posts so far.
Cucumber Jones.
No, it's not fucking cute. That's fucking cock knocker. What a douchebag. The guy fucking begs everyone to help him transcribe. Transcribe podcast, the Smodcast. Word for word, he wants it written down in like script form, right? And then he fucking harshes on people for blogging. I'm like, hey, douchebag. How can you tell people that their fucking blogging is not worthwhile and it's a waste of fucking time and only losers do it when you want to fucking transcribe already recorded conversations?
Wow.
You know, it's not like it's just something live, like they broadcast live and you want people to fucking type along so that there will be a record of the conversation.
This is something that somebody can access at any time,
right?
Yet you feel the need to put it in another form.
There's already a record of the conversation.
That's awesome.
It's fucking stupid, okay? And I was just going to leave him alone. If that was going to be his dream, I was going to let him fucking have it. Mm-hmm. Until he started fucking shitting on people for blogging. And I'm not a big blogger. I'll maybe put out a blog.
Yeah.
I can put out the blogs to announce the shows out.
Sure.
And then occasionally something will tickle my fucking fancy and I'll write about it. Not a regular deal at all. Maybe once every 6 months in addition to the telling people the show's out. But this fucking guy... What a fucking shithead. I mean, it's like it'd be like if you collected those fucking pins, you know, that people paint like the world on the head of a pin or something.
Right.
And then you make fun of someone for collecting Hummels because who would collect something stupid and little?
Yeah.
Hey, asshole.
You're collecting pins.
You collect pins, for Christ's sake. There's no fucking use for those pins. There's no more use for that pin than there is for my fucking Hummel collection, all right? I mean, at least maybe I could use my Hummels as a fucking paperweight, but your pen, you got to fucking have something to stick it into, and it's not going to be my fucking oak desk, I'll tell you that right now. If I had an oak desk right now, I have a fucking card table and a mini card table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Cucumber Jones can lick my balls, and he got me fucking yelled at. As if fucking Ken Plume doesn't hate my guts enough as it is.
You took a lashing for that?
Yeah, didn't you see that shit?
No.
He's like, I don't care whether you are a fucking prepubescent pickle. or a regular, an old-timey regular, you better be nice to each other or the next cut won't be quite as kind. And then he deleted all of our fucking posts in the argument.
Wow.
Like, all the posts just went away. And I'm like, fuck.
Damn, dude.
Not only does Ken Plume already hate me, you now he hates me more. Yeah, which is kind of bullshit because I had a valid argument. You know, I don't always have a valid argument, but on this particular fucking thing,
yeah.
You know, the guy's fucking coming in, calling names, being fucking derogatory and rude, and I'm like, look, asshole, this is our home, man. Yeah, I don't
Whatever.
Know. Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck Cucumber Jones. What kind of fucking name is that? That's right up there with Killer Diller. You remember that guy?
Mm-mm.
Killer Diller was the dude who posted a bunch of pictures of some chick in a bikini and swore they were him. So he was trying to pass himself off as the hot chick.
Okay.
And it was very obviously he was just some poor, pathetic loser.
Lame.
Yeah. And then I got yelled at for calling him on his fucking question. But I knew it was a dude. I knew in my heart of hearts it was a dude. He was the Jamie Lee Curtis of the fucking message boards.
It's like somebody just keeps paying a random poster. Hey, piss Zach off. I'm going to get him yelled at again.
I did have Neon Vomit told me that it was like a badge of honor to be flamed by me. Which I thought was pretty cool. I'm like, yeah, you know, as long as you can...
You've stood out enough to get fucking roasted.
Well, and it's like a badge of honor or what did he say? Like a rite of passage.
Ah.
Like you say something stupid, Zach says something, fucking smack you down a little bit, and then... And the thing is, as long as you fucking react about it, like, like not like reasonably. A douchebag. Yeah. Like, you can say stupid shit as much as you want, but when you get called on it, just say, hey, I said something stupid. If I fucking do something dumb and somebody calls me on it, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. Who cares? You know? It's the fucking interwebs, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them with all my heart, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't have a whole lot of impact on my real life.
Sure does.
It might have if Ken Plume would have picked us up and made us a Quick Stop podcast, but he didn't.
Maybe if you weren't so damn mean to people.
Maybe if he didn't hate my fucking guts. Maybe that would
help. Is there a reason? Where does this come from?
I just think that he thought I acclimated too fast and felt that I was too comfortable, I think, is part of it. Mm. And the other part is I don't think he likes the podcast. So there's that, you know.
It's not to like.
Lots of things.
Okay.
Weller wants to start a business where he dresses up like a giant penis and spews sour milk out of his head. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
there are plenty of things wrong.
That could be an issue there. And, you know, and a valid point. I mean, honestly, but, you know, come on.
At least this is like his testing field for crazy ideas. See, now he puts the stuff out here. People look concerned.
Holy shit.
Sorry.
Welcome back to the fucking microphone.
You're waving me and I overcorrected. Yeah. I'm sorry. So he tests his crazy theories here. People are like, whoa, 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 rubber room.
Right.
And then he doesn't do it. Or he might still do it.
So far, so good. But I don't know. I just hope he's using a fucking condom again.
Mm.
Or once. Or I don't know.
Something.
I worry about that kid. I really do. I hope he's okay right now. I mean, I'm giving him a week off, and when he comes back, if he's a daddy, I'm kicking him in the nuts.
He's out. Is he just back to work? Or
yeah, he's back to work. Okay. But I, you know, we had to, you know, do a podcast.
Sure. I'm because here. That's,
you haven't been here for a while, and you're just as much a fucking co-host as anybody else. You know.
Then why did I have to pay $5 at the door?
That was for the blowjob.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
True story.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No good.
I won't rake my teeth. I swear.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's see. That's the way it is. Comfortable in my sexuality is cool.
Good
it's
job.
Cool.
Good
you job. Know what I like about blowjobs?
Mm.
They feel good. What are you gonna do?
Thank you for that.
What are you gonna do? Fuck.
Jesus.
All right.
So we've ranted. DirecTV is the devil.
Right. Absolutely.
We've marveled at the creepiness of my brother. And we've talked about stupid internet postings.
Is this the part of the show where you sum up everything that
we've
done?
Yeah, I just felt like we needed to kind of take everything in order. And what's next? What do you got?
The world. Okay. I don't normally like to talk about politics a whole lot.
Sure.
But this Sarah Palin bitch is nuts.
It is, dude.
She's not okay, man.
Not at all. And I love... Saturday Night Live's getting funny again.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
This, like, Sarah Palin is what they needed. Well,
yeah.
Actually bringing Tina Fey back is what they needed.
Yeah.
Did
you watch last Saturday?
I caught part of it on Hulu.
Yeah.
Where there was a recreation of the debate.
Yeah, it was fucking funny. Like,
Queen Latifah was great, too.
Just the way she kept looking at her?
Well, and she says, she goes, now, I want to remind America that if Governor Palin is able to make it through the debate without crying, throwing up, fainting, or running out of the room, it should be considered a tie.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because that's all people are talking about. They're like, oh, she did really well. She held her own. Yeah, and it's just she didn't fucking puke all over herself.
Yeah.
Because really, fucking Biden should be able to eat her lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, she is fucking
out of her depth.
Yeah. And I hadn't made a real choice up until probably about a week ago. But Jesus Christ, if fucking McCain wins the presidency and then has a fucking stroke or a heart attack, we are
plummeting
fucked
into darkness.
We are fucked, 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 fucked. At least Joe Biden could probably you look at this presidency, you vote on the fucking vice president. Because either one of the presidents could go at any minute.
It's true. Very true. Yeah, I mean one age, the other assassination.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talks about it, and I think that's fucking stupid.
Me too,
because
it's out there.
You know, but people are going to talk about it because he's the first.
But I agree. Just comparing the two vice presidential candidates, I was just like, you do not make me feel comfortable, miss.
Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I saw a deal on MSNBC where Katie Couric was interviewing her, mm-hmm. which is weird because she's on CBS. But
right.
And she asked Sarah Palin, where are you getting your foreign relations information? Like, what magazines and publications are you using to study up and become informed about what's going on? And she's like, all of them. And she's like, no, that was... That
no,
wasn't an open-ended
no.
question. That was I wanted a specific example. She's like, oh, whatever gets put in front of me. I totally expected her to say, and such as the Newsweek, and such as Iraq.
such as.
Yeah, I totally expected that out of her because that's the exact
whatever
way.
Whatever gets put in front of me, huh?
Well, she's like, well, you know, I've had them all in front of me. And it just flashed back to that fucking beauty pageant winner from South Carolina. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? When did our fucking country become a place where it's okay for this dumb bitch to be a vice presidential nominee?
I mean, stupid is.
She is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, no, she's just very conservative. I'm like, does conservative mean dumb now? Because it's like she was fucking raised in a log cabin without logic. Like, well, we don't have any closets or anywhere to put the logic, so we'll just make it stay outside. Because she doesn't make any fucking sense when she talks.
I loved that. Like, on the Saturday Night Live bit, they were talking to her, and they asked her a question similar to what you were just talking about, where they asked her to where would you come up with these ideas? And she's like, I choose to ignore that question, and instead I will talk about six-pack Joes and Mavericks. What?
Was she born and raised in Alaska?
I think so, yeah.
Then why does she talk like she's from Minnesota?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, it's just...
It's bad.
Fucking, I don't like her. She makes me feel smart, mm-hmm. but I get dumber listening to her.
Yeah. It's painful.
And the thing is, I wanted to have two strong candidates where I had to make an informed decision. And I don't even have to do that now.
Not one where it gets easier the more you listen to them talk.
Right.
And not for the right reasons.
Right.
Where they're like, oh, dear God.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't know so much that I want Obama and Biden, but I know that I don't want
exactly.
McCain and Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a doddering old fool right now. And he's definitely coming across that way.
Yeah.
It's the campaign is wearing on him. It's wearing him down, and it is ruining a once great man. I think he would be great to stay in the fucking in government.
Yeah,
but he's a senator, right? Senator McCain. Yeah.
Yep.
I always get senators and congressmen confused. Yeah. But stay in the Senate because that's his strong point. Being able to cross party lines and fucking make things happen is great. And she's gonna be all. And we had fucking 8 years of that already. We don't need somebody else making up fucking words.
Razzmatazzled.
I used to kebab it. You know, like it's like fucking having Snoop Dogg as your president. They're words that are almost words, but then he fucks them up and makes them unpronounceable.
And his decisions probably wouldn't scare me as much.
You know, because at least you know what his motivation is.
Yeah.
I need to get high.
It's true.
You know, which kind of, you know, we did that once too.
Yes.
Clinton, you know, fucking.
That wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't so bad. And he had pretty cut and dry fucking motivations. Poon and food.
Yeah.
And as long as he got those two things, he balanced the fucking budget and everybody was happy. Yeah. So we need to get back to there. We need to get back to a fucking regular place where we can be comfortable.
Yeah.
I did only pay $3.04 for gas the other day, though.
Ooh.
It's down in some places to $2.99 right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's really not, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Burlington, there's Burlington's $2.89 right now.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's slowly marching west.
I don't have to get gas nearly as often now that I literally drive about 3 minutes
to
work.
No shit.
But that makes me happy.
Yeah. Shit, I'd ride my bicycle if I were you.
I'm going to.
Next year.
Yeah. Dude, I need to condition myself back into the we discussed this. 3 miles used to be like the warm-up, and now it's like.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What were we thinking? Yeah. I was on the treadmill for 9 minutes and 55 seconds today, and I did a mile. And that was with no incline. Yeah. Yeah. I used to run like an 8-minute mile, and I also – it's hard to get my work pants on right now.
Oh, no.
I have to do the
– like lay down on the bed and use pliers to zip them.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. I'm ashamed of myself.
God.
I used to be somebody. Not anymore. Mm. Not anymore. I'm gonna be doing that other shit around. So trying to learn Sarah Palin has replaced my fucking meat wad because I've come close with the meat wad. So now I'm gonna move on to Sarah Palin.
She's like her own language. I think you can order her on Rosetta Stone.
Sometimes I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Nice.
She fucking freaks me out. Scares the hell out of me. And I used to say that I was afraid of Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I would take 3 Hillary Clintons over 1 Sarah Palin any day. Because at least I have a feeling that although Hillary Clinton is nuts, she might, maybe, sorta, kinda, be able to run the country.
Maybe.
Or at least be able to do more than just stand there and go, what?
Not just vomit all over herself.
Right. I believe Hustler is producing a video.
Oh.
Yes. To be released before before Election Day, called Nailin' Palin. In which they utilize a lookalike, and at some point she pleasures the Russians that are knocking on her back door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And takes place in a threesome with Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton lookalikes.
What?
It's true.
Yeah. Wow.
I read that on the internet, so therefore it must be true.
Of course.
It must be true. I believe it was submitted by someone on the Quickstop Entertainment website. They put it in there. And I believe the heading, it was a link, and all it said is, what a great time to be alive. Because, you know, our fucking parents didn't get to experience that kind of shit.
No.
You know, fucking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, it's not like during the fucking 1950s, it was like Jack and Jack, you know? Oh, I tell you, if there's one fucking president that was going to be in a porno in the 60s, it would have been fucking good old Jack Kennedy, baby.
Oh.
The guy Clinton wished he could have been.
Yeah,
clearly. You know, fuck. Wow. He's like, God damn it. I wanted to hump Marilyn, but I ended up with Monica. What a fucking short shaft I got here on this deal. That was a terrible, terrible President Clinton.
That's a damn bad Clinton.
That's a damn bad Clinton. I'm going back to my meat wad. I kind of liked fucking Monica. He was cool. Oh, shit. You have anything to add? We're getting ready to wrap up.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah. We're at 58 minutes right now.
No, I guess I don't. When you put it out there like that, when I can see the end, roughly.
We're almost done. Whew. Fuck, what do we do now?
I think if I could just make it to the end.
Well, you already did your summary like 14 minutes ago, so you fucked everything.
I'll get credit
there.
For doing a good job.
Yeah, I think you did a fine job. Jesus Christ.
I didn't poop once.
No, I did.
Oh.
That's all right, though.
Whew.
Nah, I had vegetables for supper. This is cool.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Broccoli farts are the worst.
Dude, vegetable farts are the worst. Mm. Have you ever been around a fucking vegetarian when they fart?
Yeah.
It'll fucking peel paint.
Yeah, it does.
Peel paint.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know that's a vegetarian? Is your old lady a vegetarian?
She was.
Yeah, you talked her out of it?
Yeah, she was a vegan too for a while. And
be like, just eat some fucking eggs. They're not alive yet.
I don't think she's going to like this. I don't think she's going to like it one bit.
I love you, Laura. I love you. I love you. Me love you a long time?
Nah, she's got a sense of humor. It's cool.
She's got a sense of humor. It's fine. It's fine.
Everyone poops.
Indeed. Indeed. Some of us more than others.
It's true.
Oh, wow,
what
shit.
A fucking revelation this podcast has been.
We're all over the place
I know,
this week.
Oh, we didn't nerd out quite as much
as
I thought we would. We didn't talk about comics at all, really.
No. For shame. You know, and I haven't read any comics lately, so that's probably why.
Okay.
I've been in the fucking... I've been playing the shit out of video games, which
too,
now
dude.
We gotta... I can't talk about now. I played Bioshock, loved it.
Fortunately.
See, I haven't got that yet, but I'm getting it next week from a guy at work who's selling it to me for $25.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Beat it easy.
Is it really?
Fun to play still.
I'm playing Viking, the Battle of Asgard right now.
Yeah, I got that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's a hack and slash.
It's
but
fun to
it.
Cut orcs into 8 pieces.
Yeah, because that's what they are.
They are
in
orcs,
essence.
Man.
It's basically Lord of the Rings, only you have an axe.
But Aragorn wished he was a fucking Viking.
Yeah, but it's a little glitchy.
It
like,
is.
There's some places
it's still
where
better
your
than
feet
Conan
disappear.
Was.
Yeah, I heard bad things about Red Bad.
Force Unleashed is a little glitchy too, but it's
really?
It's still fun to play. It's fun to force choke a fucking Wookiee. That sounds kind of odd, but.
This has been Misinformation for this week. I'm Zach.
Eric.
I love you. Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
That's right, bitch.